Your business is on the runway, ready for takeoff, yet your team is not even making contact. You're exhausted, and the business needs to make more money to stay successful. What do you do next? Welcome to Ask the Coach with professional business coach Oliver Basner. If you're ready to soar to new heights with your business and be the pilot of your own successful destiny, stay tuned. We're ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Oliver Basner.
Here with Ask the Coach. We're going to jump right into it today. We're coming into the holiday season, and I really wanted to talk about, because you're going to have some time to think about this over the holidays, is we're going to talk about removing your constraints today. What are the constraints that are holding you, your business back, maybe your career, and how do we unblock you, so to speak? So let me give you an example. I live here in beautiful Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and we've got a roadway called Deerfoot Trail. And anybody that's lived in Calgary a while knows that Deerfoot Trail has kind of this hourglass shape at one point at Deerfoot Trail. It's right at Anderson Road. And so if you're going in the one direction, it goes from four lanes down to two lanes. And if you're coming the opposite direction, so let's say, you know, one way you're driving to work and the other way you're driving home, the opposite direction, instead of going from four, it goes down to three. Either way, both spots become a real constraint and bottleneck. And it really doesn't matter whether Deerfoot Trail is flowing really well or not flowing really well, because it can flow magically the entire distance, which is a pretty long stretch of road, but the bottleneck is always going to be right at Anderson Road. Doesn't matter what you do, there's too many cars trying to get through that hourglass shape, and that's the constraint of Deerfoot Trail, and they haven't fixed it in years. And so, you know, when I ask you, you know, where's the bottleneck in your business? Where's that constraint? Where's that thing that, what's that thing that's holding you back? Might be a number of things, right? That's the constraint in your business. So, you know, so why is that important? Well, if you can't remove that constraint, how are you going to move forward? How are you going to continue to grow revenues, grow yourself, grow the business, and keep moving forward with your goals and dreams? And so that's why constraints are so important. That's why it's important to sit back, think about some of the constraints. I'm going to ask you a few questions later in the program to help you get thinking about that as well and how to remove them. And so what is that constraint? You know, if I asked you right now, you know, don't give this too much thought. You know what it is, right? What's the constraint that's holding you back? And by the way, it might be you. Maybe you're the constraint, right? So maybe you're just running around trying to do way too many things and you're roadblocking things. You know, years ago, I worked for a large multinational corporation and we had a system in place, and the system was for price overrides. So in order to do a price override, we used to use routing slips in Excel, and you know, they don't exist anymore, but years ago there was such a thing called a routing slip, and we would route the price override through an Excel spreadsheet through various levels of the organization. So it would go to, you know, to the analyst to analyze the business and make sure it was lined up with, you know, profits and margins that we were trying to achieve on the category. Then it went to my boss, and then from there it would go on, you know, into another route directly into another city in the country where it would go to a director for approval, then the vice president, and then ultimately the president would have to put the final approval on that routing slip. Well, I can tell you where it got roadblocked most of the time was the president. In fact, he shared with me one day he gets like 600 emails a day, right? Between that, you know, the 600 emails, including, you know, this would be an email that would come through for the routing slip. There was just no way he could deal with all of that. And so he was the constraint. So we had to remove that roadblock in order to make those price overrides flow much quicker and get the approvals for our customers. So where's your constraint? What's the constraint in your business right now? You know, if you come up with three or four or five of them, what's the biggest one? What is that biggest constraint that is currently holding you back in your business? Right? Because that's the bottleneck. If you remove that constraint, it eliminates that bottleneck, that hourglass shape that I was talking about on Deerfoot Trail here in Calgary, and it opens things up for you to move the business forward. So having thought about that, you know, you want to really kind of think about, is the constraint, first of all, real or not as well? So, you know, 80% of constraints that are holding you back in your business success are inside of yourself. 20% are a result of outside influences. Let me repeat that. 80% of the constraints that are holding you back in your business success are inside of you, and 20% are as a result of outside influences. Now, you're going to say, no, there's nothing inside of me holding me back. That's not true. I have no problem. You know, there's no constraints in me. Well, I can tell you that there are constraints, and some of them might be subconscious. You might not even be aware of them. You know, Gay Hendricks wrote a book a number of years ago called The Big Leap. He's a psychologist. He wrote this book, and in there he talks about the upper limit problem, that we all, every one of us as human beings, have upper limits. And we set these upper limits, and we're not even conscious of what the upper limits are. And you know, he talks about it in the book. He says that the upper limits are like a thermostat inside ourselves, right? And so they determine how much love, success, creativity, enjoyment that we allow ourselves to have. And so that's a thermostat setting that we've set probably at a very early age, is the way he describes it, right? So let me go through the four major upper limits that he talks about in the book, right? Because he says every one of us have upper limits. He admits himself he had more than one, right? So, you know, there's a potential you've got two or three of these four upper limits going on, and you really have to work on that inside work. Like I said, 80% of the constraints that are holding you back are inside of you. And so, you know, the first upper limit that he talks about is you've got that feeling that you are fundamentally flawed. So you're being fundamentally flawed. It's a feeling inside of you. You know, and how does that belief show up? Well, the belief tells you to play it safe, stay small, don't take big risks. You know, that way if you fail, at least you're going to fail small. Well, but if you're never going to take a risk and you're only going to fail small, you're also never going to succeed in any substantial way, right? So it's a double-edged sword. And I'm not saying take crazy and uncalculated risks. I'm saying, you know, take risks that have been strategically thought out or planned out, and you've done your due diligence and you've done all the homework. But, you know, playing it safe is an upper limit problem of a feeling of being fundamentally flawed. Now, the second hidden barrier that he talks about is disloyalty and abandonment. So this one is an interesting one. It's a barrier, you know, where the feeling is that I can't expand to my full success because it would cause me to end up all alone, right? So if I become super successful, I'm going to lose my friends. If I become super successful, people are going to judge me, right? And that's the feeling of disloyalty and abandonment. And that, again, is an upper limit problem. That's possibly a subconscious thing that's holding you back. And, you know, the funny thing is, you know, we will create scenarios so that we actually don't exceed our upper limits. And they're not even necessarily conscious. You know, one of the examples he gives, somebody wanted to sell their business. And they were offered a lot of money for the business. They were offered, you know, for what the business was, relative to what the business was worth, they were offered $3 million in cash, salary, and incentives. And, you know, the individual, you know, was delaying and holding things back. And at the end, the deal fell through. And you know, when they went and talked to Gay Hendricks, you know, they realized that had been an upper limit problem. They didn't think they were worth $3 million. And because of it, they messed up the deal. Like, it wasn't even conscious. Like, they just did some things that were just so ridiculous from the other side that, you know, why would we do this deal? And that was an upper limit problem. So you're not even always aware of that, right? So you want to be aware that, you know, these are hidden barriers. They're not necessarily conscious, but you're looking for patterns in your life. Like, you know what? I've opened 5 businesses and I keep failing at about the 2-year mark. Well, okay, where's that coming from? What's really driving that, right? Is that an upper limit problem that's driving that? Now, let's go to hidden barrier number 3 that he talks about. Believing that more success makes you a bigger burden. So it's kind of that feeling that if you have a positive breakthrough, and the minute you have that positive breakthrough, you start feeling as if you're a burden on the world, or you feel some guilt, right? And that's not real, right? Like, how would you be a bigger burden on society if you have a big breakthrough or bigger, you know, or more success? But it is real if this is your upper limit, right? If your upper limit problem is that you're going to be a bigger burden, you're going to feel that way. And so if you grew up in your childhood, you know, where possibly maybe you were raised by a single mom and, you know, she had to take care of you and do everything herself, and there wasn't a lot of money, and so you felt like you were a burden, you know, this causes that upper limit problem sometimes. It's not the only thing that causes it, but that's potentially one of the ways that that hidden barrier to your success shows up. Now, hidden barrier number four is the crime of outshining, is what he calls it, the crime of outshining. And so the crime of outshining is, I must not achieve my full success, because if I do, I'm going to outshine someone. I'm going to make somebody else look bad or feel bad, possibly even a parent, right? And you don't want to outshine your parent or be out successful to what your parent's success was. And so that's an upper limit, the crime of outshining. And often it's a barrier, and it's quite common among gifted and talented children. So if you've got a special gift, maybe it's playing a musical instrument or whatever that is, you don't want to outshine your parents. So therefore you, again, it's not conscious necessarily, but you subconsciously create roadblocks or hold yourself back, right? And it's an upper limit. So those can be four constraints that you're not even necessarily aware of. But now that we've talked about it, you want to start thinking about it. And believe it or not, you can have like more than one. You can have two or three of these, right? And so if you've got a feeling that you're fundamentally flawed and that you don't want to outshine your parents' success or someone else that you know, is important to you, and you've got the one that, you know, believing that the more success you have, you're a big burden, you've got three upper limits that are going to just completely limit your success at a certain thermostatic level. And that thermostatic level is different for everybody. So it could be, you know, a very nominal living for one person, and it could be even somebody who looks successful on the outside, but they can't seem to break through to that next level. So we're going to take a minute now. We're going to go to break, but I want you to think about, are any of these upper limits resonating with you? Is there something inside of you that you believe is holding you back? And then when we come back, we'll talk some more about constraints and in your business and the impact and how you can remove some of that. So we'll be right back.
At Sonic Breakthrough Coaching, we work with business owners and leaders to get the results they need. You can focus on the horizon, break barriers, and navigate change. Stop flying around in circles and get ready to break through to new levels of success. Sonic Coaching has a proven track record of helping entrepreneurs and leaders improve financial performance and success. It's time to turn around negative performance and morale. Instead, let sales soar and take profit performance to new levels. Sonic Breakthrough Coaching can provide the right tools and systems to get you where you want to go. We function as the CEO and executive team's co-pilot. Visit soniccoaching.com. Rise to amazing heights with your team. Join successful business owners and leaders who have let Sonic Breakthrough Coaching pilot them to success. Visit soniccoaching.com today. Sonic Coaching, helping good businesses break through to great. We're on the web at soniccoaching.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ask the Coach. I'm your host, Oliver Baesner, and today we are talking about removing your constraints. The constraints in yourself and the constraints in your business. What's holding you back? You know, we're coming into the holiday season. You've got some time to think about this and make some changes moving into the new year so that you can actually have greater success, not only personal success, but also have greater business success. So if you've just joined us prior to commercial, we talked about, you know, upper limits. So Gay Hendricks wrote a book called The Big Leap a few years ago. It was a great book. And in there, he talks about, you know, the four upper limits that most people will go through. And one of them is the feeling of being fundamentally flawed. The second one is disloyalty and abandonment. The third one is believing that more success makes you a bigger burden. And then the fourth one is the crime of outshining. And we talked about, you know, how that shows up. So now I want to talk a little bit more specifically, you know, when we've looked at the inside of you constraints, right? And maybe have a look at how you can remove those and what's actually causing them and being aware of them. But what about your business? Like, you know, whether it's you're in a job or you're running a company or you've created a company, what's the constraint, right? Is it, you know, you can't get organized, right? So you got to clean out your office. Maybe, you know, your filing cabinet's a disaster. Maybe you've got an electronic filing system on your computer that's just a mess. Maybe you've got thousands of emails in your inbox and you know, you're just not even able to function anymore. But what is that constraint that's holding you back? I can tell you that, you know, I've got a relatively new assistant, Tia, that works with me. And one of the first things she noticed was I had a pretty large table in my office. And so that was my table of putting the piles of stuff to do. And she walked in and there was piles all over the table. It was pretty significant size. It was probably about a 3-foot by 5-foot table. And there was piles everywhere. And, you know, and they were organized. At least I thought they were. They were, you know, in order. And it wasn't just a big mess piled one on top of the other. And, you know, she asked the question. She says, you know, what's this? I explained, well, it's my table where my projects are and all that stuff. And she goes, when's the last time you looked at this? And I had to be honest with her. It had been months since I actually spent any real time looking at that, right? So obviously my system wasn't even a system and it wasn't working. And it was a constraint holding things back because I wasn't getting to that stuff, right? So, you know, she booked a day for the two of us to go through it and we scanned some things and we set up some follow-ups and reminders. And lo and behold, there was, you know, three massive projects on that table that right now we're moving forward on and we're getting close to completion. Yet we were at 80% before she started, right? But that was a constraint that was holding me back. You know, and then, you know, if I say fear of, what are you scared of? Fear of, what comes up for you, right? What's that fear of? Is it fear of more success, brings more work, brings more overwhelm? Is it fear of failure, which is a big one for many business owners or business people? So what's that fear of, or several fears of, that are your constraints? You know, do you have a strained relationship somewhere in your personal life? Is there a strained relationship going on in your work life? Is it a business partner maybe, right? What's that thing, that constraint around relationships that's holding you back right now? Because if you don't clean that up, how are you ever going to move forward? If you've got a business partner you can't stand, and believe me, I've met more than one, you know, over my years as a business executive coach, where I've had to work with business partners to figure out how they're going to move through their stuck point, because that's the constraint in the business. And that's the big constraint in that moment, right? And so lack of focus, right? Doing too many things, focusing on too many projects, trying to do too many businesses at once, whatever that looks like. Lack of focus. You cannot ride more than one horse at a time. I'm not saying you can't do two business ventures, but you can't focus on them both at the same time in the same moment, right? So where's that focus? Are you going to focus on this business today and the other business on, you know, tomorrow on Tuesday or whatever that day is? Like, where's your lack of focus? What's going on, right? And then the other one is, you know, where are you making excuses, right? Excuses for just not accomplishing things, because excuses are just that. They're excuses, right? And maybe they're real and maybe they're just made up so that you can't even break through to the next level of success. So I want you to give some thought to those areas. What's holding you back currently in your business from a constraint side? And what could you do to make that better, alleviate it, move forward? You know, so, you know, one of the questions I always ask my clients is, you know, if you've got a goal, let's say your goal is to double your sales, right? And I'm not saying double them in a year. I'm saying you want to double your sales in, let's say, 5 years, right? And then I'll ask the client, well, why haven't you achieved that already? So, you know, if another one of your goals is you want to achieve a better work-life balance, whatever that means to you, well, why isn't it balanced already? What's preventing you from doing that? What's the constraint? And so you want to ask yourself those questions as well. And then, once you've answered that question, ask yourself, what inside of me is really holding me back? So what's that thing that's holding me back? Is it a belief system? You know, I've got a certain belief system. You know, we're in a bad economy. There's just no way you can double your sales right now. Well, I can tell you, I know lots of businesses who have more than doubled their sales in bad economies. So that's not true. That's your belief system, but it's not true. Right? Is it an internal program that's running you, something from your childhood? We just talked about the upper limits, right? So is there an upper limit or some other program that's possibly holding you back, right? Is it fear? What are you scared of, right? So that's the second part of that question. If you haven't already achieved the goal you want to achieve, you know, what is holding you back from achieving that goal. Now, you might come up with, I'm just doing too many things and I need help. Okay, well, what does that help look like? Right? Well, I can't afford the help. Well, I can tell you that even when I couldn't afford help, when I first started, you know, my coaching company, I didn't have any clients at the time, but I found creative ways to get the help. Sometimes I would trade services with other businesses and who needed coaching and I needed their services. And, you know, yes, we would still trade invoices to keep track of everything, but we would trade services. So there was no money exchanged. You know, that's one way to do it, right? At the time I had a 12-year-old son who did my newsletter for me, right? And I'd give him $10 and he'd be super excited because that was more than the allowance he got for the week, right? After an hour's work. So find some creative ways to get that help. Don't let the excuses stop you. And then as a result of the insights that you receive from that, right? So if we keep moving forward and, you know, you can go deeper on this in one of my other previous podcasts, so I won't spend a lot of time on it today, but I call it start, stop, decrease, and increase, right? Or some call it start, stop, continue. So as a result of some of the insights that you've just received, like I'm doing too much, okay, well, what do you need to stop doing? Well, I need to stop doing so much. Okay, what specifically are you going to stop doing? You know, are you doing all your own social media? Are you doing all your own communication writing? Are you putting all your own marketing strategies together? Like, what can you stop doing and find somebody to help you get that done? And be creative if you need to, right? Maybe you've even got a spouse who's great at it and has got a little bit of time to help you out. And then what will you start to do as a result of the insights, right? So what are you going to start doing differently? Well, as a result of saving 3 hours a week, when my son started to do the newsletter for me, I started to spend those 3 additional hours in business development strategies, face-to-face conversations, meetings with people, coffee with people, right? To grow my business and my practice. And so what are you going to start doing, right? Don't take those 3 hours and just waste them. Oh, I'm going to have a nap. I'm going to watch TV. No, you just got extra time as a result of stopping something. What are you going to use that time productively for? And then what are you going to decrease doing, right? Well, you know what? You might say to yourself, I spend way too much time on emails. Okay, well, you're going to decrease your email time. How are you going to do that? Well, one of the best strategies I ever heard was from a CEO who had a stand-up desk that was separate from his regular desk. So he said to me, look, when I'm standing at my desk over there, I'm dealing with the crap in my email box. Those were his exact words, right? I don't want to deal with that stuff. So I go stand up. It's painful. I don't want to be standing. So it forces me to get through my emails quicker and I just push myself through it so that I can come back and sit at this desk over here. That's where the real work happens. That's where the magic happens. That's where the creativity happens. That's where I start thinking about ways forward. That's where I start moving forward and making some phone calls to potential clients, right? So find a creative way to decrease something that you're doing that maybe doesn't need to spend that much time. You don't need to spend that much time on. And what will you increase doing? Right? So what can you do more of? Well, I'm not doing enough right now, maybe a business development, or I'm not doing enough follow-up with all these great potential clients I met. I need to increase that. And so maybe you're going to block it into your calendar, an hour a day. You know, a realtor that I worked with years ago was quite successful. And I remember one day she phoned me, she was in a panic. And she says, I need your help. Like, I really need to meet with you. I said, great. Like, you know, why don't we meet tonight? I'm booked all day. And she said, that's great, but can we meet a little bit later? And we were going to have dinner, you know, we're going to go eat. And then I was going to help her over dinner. And she said, can we meet a little bit later, like about 7:30 for dinner? And I said, well, what's up? Like, you can't meet at 6? She said, no, I've got to spend an hour first doing my daily calls to my past clients. Right. So she had a regimented system where she had increased her ability to follow up with clients and she wasn't even letting that go, even to get my help in an emergency, in a crisis situation. OK, and so what do you need to increase doing more of? So those are the things I want you to think about when you're thinking about constraints, because, you know, if you remove, here's my promise to you, if you remove the biggest constraint, maybe you've got multiples, but if you remove the biggest constraint that you have right now, then you will find things will move forward. But what's gonna happen eventually, and it might be quicker than you think, is another constraint will show up and you won't even see it coming, potentially. And that constraint will become your biggest constraint. So your job is then remove that constraint and you're gonna keep moving forward and then remove the next one, then the next one, the next one. You know, big companies are just really good at removing constraints at rapid paces. putting out fires might be another way. They put out fires better than most companies, right? But if you start removing one constraint after another, eventually you're going to find yourself quite successful in your business and in your career. And maybe even in your personal life, if that's where the constraints are showing up right now for you. So I just want to say thanks for listening. And if you want to connect with us, make sure you reach out to us on Facebook. We've got through Sonic Coaching, we've got a group there. You know, give us some questions, give us your feedback, ask any question you want. I'll respond to you right there. And if it's a question that I think is helpful for everybody, we might even turn it into a future show. And next show, we're going to talk about surrounding yourself with the best team. So how can you surround yourself with the absolute best team, your dream team? And how do you get all the horses pulling in the same direction and hold people accountable and all that good stuff? So that'll be our future show. So we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, everyone.